Hello, and welcome to Barely Contained, the online celebrity journalism podcast, which, if pushed, would concede spent far too much of the last episode discussing the conclusion to Goodnight, Sweetheart. I'm Matt Withers, and I'm joined, as ever, by Chris Beckett.
Oh, Matt, I disagree. I think we could have gone on about Duckett's passage for at least another 10 minutes.
Yes, a couple of updates on that. I did discover that in real life, it's not called Duckett's Passage. It does have a different name. And also discovered that somebody has beaten us to the punch, and there is already out there an episode-by-episode podcast where they discuss Goodnight, Sweetheart.
There's no new ideas anymore, are there?
No. But, you know, fair play to them. They must be having one heck of a time doing that.
Yeah.
What a treat. Well, it's April already. Probably worth saying at this point that we're recording this one a little earlier than usual. There may be a couple of allusions to geopolitical events that, you know, may have progressed by the time that you're listening to this, or they might have just sorted it all out. Let's hope so.
Yeah, I mean, it could go one way or the other. And, you know, let's say if it goes the bad way, then, you know, probably finding your latest celebrity show business fix is it's not going to be top of your list of concerns. But, you know,
yeah,
chow on this.
Yeah, if London has been hit by Iranian nukes and your first response is to listen to this podcast, then, you know, you do you, I'd say.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, our first story, Chris, does allude, as said, to goings-on in the Middle East.
It's from and you doing you, or indeed doing anyone.
Doing everyone. Yeah, this is from the Daily Star online, and their take on what's going on out there in the world is headlined, Bonnie Blue outlines exactly what she would do if World War III nukes were set to hit UK.
Well, I mean, you've got to have a plan, firstly, obviously. But Bonnie Blue is definitely up there, isn't it? Once you've gone through that sort of top strata of, like, you know, the King, Keir Starmer, the Pope.
Yeah, you'd want her in the bunker, wouldn't you? Yeah, she's a go-getter. It starts. Adult star Bonnie Blue says she'll ditch the UK via private jet if nukes fly, filming a TikTok on her way out because she's not poor like the rest of the public.
What a charmer.
I mean, there's so much going on there. You know, just apart from everything else, I hope she's dug down into the detail of how easy it will be to procure a private jet if nukes fly.
Yes.
While the rest of us are scouring the cupboard for canned beans and digging trenches in the back garden, adult star Bonnie Blue has a much more glamorous escape plan for the apocalypse.
Yes.
Quite apart from anything else, in the event of nuclear war, I don't know how much help digging a trench in your back garden would be.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't even like beans, so I'll be thinking, you know, let's go out with something I actually like to eat.
Yeah, and also, I mean, it's scouring the cupboard for canned beans, you'd know if you've got them or not.
Yeah.
You know, and I would suggest that unless it's the 1980s, you probably haven't got beans in your cupboard. This is very strange. Yeah, trenches in the back. A trench in the back garden is no, you know, that's not going to inure you against a nuclear bomb.
It really isn't.
As tensions boil over in the Middle East and fears of a global conflict reach fever pitch, the controversial content creator has revealed she has no intention of huddling in a bunker with the common folk.
Right, okay.
Yeah, she's a controversial content creator. That's how her job title is described.
It's a nice second mention, isn't it?
Yeah. The 26-year-old, known for her headline-grabbing antics and massive earnings on adult platforms, didn't hold back when asked how she'd spend her final moments if a nuclear missile was locked onto the UK. Speaking amidst the escalating crisis in Iran, as many fearing World War III is just a button press away, Bonnie laid out her plans.
Just to Christine Amanpour.
I mean, if the nuclear missile is already locked on, I don't think you've got time to get a private jet, let alone make a TikTok video.
Well, you could just about bang out an Instagram reel.
And there's not going to be anyone around to see it.
Yeah.
She told the Daily Star she would A, take a dinghy boat back to France, or B, get on a private jet and make a TikTok about it.
Those are quite interesting options.
Yeah, very different, I'd
Yeah,
say.
but I mean, A poses more questions than it answers. I mean, like, firstly, a dinghy boat, that's the sort of thing my granddad would have said. Back to France.
Suggesting that she's from there.
Yeah.
Also, if a nuclear bomb was to hit the south of England, I don't know how far in those final moments she's going to get on one of these so-called dinghy boats, that the effects of it are not going to hit her.
Yeah.
She's hardly going to be Batman at the end of that last film, taking it away in a helicopter. These dinghy boats of which you speak don't go at such a lick.
Yeah, and it's one of those where even if you turn it over and get like a little air bubble underneath, I think that's probably not going to cover it.
No, I don't think she's thought this. Initially, when I started reading this, I thought this girl's got it all sorted out, but I'm beginning to think that it's not actually that rigorous a plan. She then added a stinging jab at the British public, reminding everyone that her bank balance is as inflated as her social media following. Bonnie said, "I'm not poor and I don't have the same issues as the rest of the UK population."
The rest of the entire UK population. Wow.
She's rich in all of them. She's top of that Sunday Times rich list as a controversial content creator. While everyone keeps a watchful eye on the skies, Bonnie seems more concerned with her lighting and Wi-Fi signal. Her plan to document the end of days on TikTok will no doubt leave fans stunned, although she does have a track record of viral stunts.
That she does.
I mean, there's just so much going on here. I love the idea, the suggestion that the way that our defense services are keeping a check on whether Iran is going to nuke us is to, quote, keep a watchful eye on the skies.
Just check out the window.
That's what they're doing now. MI6, they're just looking out the window in Vauxhall. Nope, can't see anything yet. Think we're fine.
I mean, spending has been slashed, but
And I do love the phrase documenting the end of days on
yeah,
TikTok.
she'll very much be the modern day Samuel Pepys, but for the world.
The Star's comments come at a time when the prepper movement is exploding across the UK, with ordinary Brits reportedly stocking up on gas masks and other survival kit.
Reportedly doing the most amount of lifting I think I've ever seen in a story.
Are they? Are people stocking up on gas masks? Again,
Preppers.
I do think if a nuclear bomb was to hit, a gas mask is about as much use as digging a trench in your garden. I'll be fine. I've strapped this bit of plastic on my face. No nuclear bombs getting me.
It's all right. It's all right. I've got some Vicks vapor rub on.
I've just got a little bit on my shirt like Robbie Fowler in the 90s. I'm gonna be okay. Niche reference. But for Bonnie, the only mask she'll be wearing is a hydrating sheet mask in the first class cabin of her getaway plane. As the doomsday clock ticks closer to midnight, it seems Bonnie is more worried about her follower count than a fallout count. I mean,
Oh, Great story.
I gotta say, there's some lovely stuff in that. Fair play to the journalist behind it. It's been very amusingly written.
I mean, I'm nitpicking, but like, if it's a private jet, does it have a first class section?
No one's getting onto a private jet and turning right into the cheap seats.
Sorry, you're in premium economy.
Just a few comments on this. John Bibby says that ship goes anywhere near her, you won't see it again.
Does that mean?
I'm suggesting maybe she's got some sort of reputation for stealing dinghy boats.
Wow. Careful.
Free Speech 2 says, and this is headline news, no wonder UK is doomed.
Come on, free. I mean, I prefer Free Speech One.
Yeah, it was an unnecessary sequel. And Hughes 3005 says, sad little girl. Which is harsh, isn't it?
It's a
No?
little bit, yeah. No need for that.
Now, Chris, you're taking us away from the last days of Earth and swing a bit more down to Earth on the cobbles.
Yes, indeed, Matt. Right. I've got this story from the Sun Online, and the headline is "What a Corrie-on." Corrie legend Andy Wyman cruelly shamed for buying cheap car, as trolls say, "Shouldn't you be minted?"
Oh, lovely stuff.
Coronation Street legend Andy Wyman has been cruelly shamed for buying a cheap car, as trolls said, "Shouldn't you be minted?"
Again.
Andy Wyman, are you familiar with him?
Well, I've got this story open in front of me, and I have to say, I'm not a Corrie viewer, but I do recognize the face.
Fair enough, fair enough. I mean, he does go back quite a way. Andy shot to fame in 2000 after joining the cast of the ITV soap as Kirk Sutherland.
Okay.
Over 25 years later, the telly icon is still a prominent Corrie character and one of the longest-serving actors on the soap, and earns a six-figure salary.
Ooh, telly icon?
I mean, it's a stretch, I would say.
He's no Nicholas Lyndhurst.
If I mean, I think the question is, if they brought back Blankety Blank or Celebrity Squares, would he make it? Would he be on?
Yeah, probably.
I think, yeah, I don't want to be mean, but I think he probably wouldn't be a first choice. But
No.
he's the sort of like, okay, well, someone's dropped out. Lulu's dropped out. Maybe we'll give Andy Wyman a ring.
Yeah. You've got him on the bench.
Yeah, exactly. He's
He's a squad player.
he'll do a job for you. Andy recently shared a video of his new car day. But fans were soon divided over his newest purchase, and cruel trolls flooded his comments.
Oh, people are just angry about everything now, aren't
I
they?
mean, maybe it's the impending apocalypse,
It really is.
but
Imagine you've got your phone in your hand, and you're like, oh, I don't like this new car that somebody from Coronation Street has bought. I must share my views with the world.
mean, come on, go out with a smile. He said in the clip, "It's new car day. What car am I getting? Come with us and find out." The 44-year-old was then spotted in a Kia dealership, signing the papers and claiming his new wheels. Andy bagged himself a brand new silver Kia Sportage and was seen driving it off the lot.
Nice.
Yeah? ITV star Andy's new motor costs between 30 to 40K to buy brand new.
That seems like a big price differential.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, there's obviously a fair bit of customization that goes in,
Yeah. Suppose you want a radio in there, CD player.
these days, cigarette
Yeah.
lighter,
Yeah.
cup holder.
Yep. Something to charge your Sega Game Gear in.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, but one troll wrote, "Shouldn't you be like minted?" Another viewer, surely penned, "Surely you earn enough to do better than a Kia. Get a
We're
nice
back
motor."
to people penning again,
Yeah.
aren't we?
Especially like, penning suggests a bit of thought, whereas some of this is just,
Just
just
off the
out and
top of the
out
head.
meanness.
Yeah.
Yeah. A third added, "I wouldn't have a Kia even if it was free."
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I
I
mean,
mean that's.
the 30 to 40 grand, you could sell it. I know they lose a lot of the money as soon as you've driven it off the lot, but still.
Yeah, I think this is probably someone from like
Yeah,
Mitsubishi.
this'll undermine them.
Yeah, this is their big media strategy for the year. Flood the comments, guys.
Yeah.
But fans were quick to defend Andy in the comments. One fan said, "A 32 grand car isn't exactly cheap, lol. To most people, it's a lot of money."
A lot of money.
It is a lot of money. Meanwhile, another fan wrote, "Ignore the negativity on here. Honestly, anyone taking the time to criticize is either bored or dealing with their own issues."
Wow.
Massive congratulations on the new car, whatever you choose.
Wow. The comments section on social media are no place for nuance.
Massive
Yeah,
congratulations.
massive. What an achievement.
I mean, let's be honest. I might be wrong, but I would doubt he's paid full or perhaps any price at all for this car.
No, and he's giving Kia some prime real estate on the Sun's website here. Wouldn't surprise me now if you can actually buy in card shops. A massive congratulations on the new card car.
Whatever you choose, again, it's something quite kind of
Yeah.
like an elderly relative would say to you.
Yeah, while patting him on the
Yeah, I'm going out to get a new car, Nan. Congratulate, whatever you choose is all
head.
right with us. Andy also hit back at the trolls himself, saying he's bought Kias before and they have never let me down.
Fair play.
Oh yeah, exactly.
You
That's
know,
sort of what you want in a
you
car.
want something that's going to be reliable on a cobbled street.
Oh yes. Although I don't know what the parking re regulations are outside the Rovers.
Oh, it was a very, very lengthy plot arc a few years back. Jack Duckworth was lobbying the council.
I mean, when they did those live e episodes, I seem to remember there was one. It went like 45 minutes into deciding whether they went for an hourly or a day voucher.
Yeah, it was very controversial.
While fans often believe soap stars are on mega salaries, that's not always the case. Andy previously told trolls, "I don't earn as much as you probably think I do."
Wow.
And with that, it's the end of the story.
I mean, that was. It was no body blue, was it?
wasn't.
Yeah, I
Nice.
mean, I don't know what people think that soap stars do earn. I mean, they're not like Premier League footballers, are they?
Yeah. I mean, I would have said six figures, and
Well,
which, you know.
yeah. Although 6 figures, you know, again, big price differential in there between
Well, yeah.
the lower and the higher percentiles.
There's quite a. I mean, like they don't publish it like the BBC, but you know,
They should be forced.
the curry list. Now there's a good comment here. MCon could have saved 10,000 buying it 6 to 12 months old. Yeah,
Yep,
all right, Martin Lewis.
it's a fair point, isn't it? But this guy wanted it new.
Yeah, well, exactly. And Jackie Chapman said, "For crying out loud, don't these people have anything better to do?" I don't know if she's talking about us.
Jackie Chapman sounds like she should be in Coronation Street.
Well, yeah, or she should be. Oh, I'm thinking of Nicky Chapman, aren't I? Like maybe like a sort of pop stars judge.
Yeah. I think Jackie Chapman would be a brassy divorcee who has taken her ex to the cleaners in the divorce and has now bought the underwear factory that used to belong to Mike Baldwin.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
that
yeah,
fits. That fits.
yeah. She'd come in and she'd shake things up.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, to that end, she says it's his money. He can do what he wants with it. Grow up.
Yep, fair point.
Yeah. And on the subject of growing up, Matt, what have we got next?
Well, we're going to talk about a mainstay over the past 9 years. God, Christ Almighty!
Yes, bloody hell.
on this podcast, and this is from the Daily Star Online, and it's headlined Katie Price says new husband that speaks 12 languages as bold claim is debunked.
I'm very glad they've put in some quote marks in that headline.
Yeah, the quote marks, listeners, are around the phrase speaks 12 languages. So this is, I mean, we shouldn't be cruel here. We'll delve into it. But the picture of Katie Price and her husband, Lee Andrews, here. I'm just going to say, he doesn't look like a man who speaks 12 languages.
Well, yeah, I mean, never judge a book by its cover. But yes, he's not exactly. He doesn't give off strong sort of Babel Fish vibes.
No, he does not. So the stand first is Katie Price has said that her fascinating new husband Lee Andrews is so intelligent and is able to speak a whopping 12 languages, including perfect Arabic.
Now, again, what I love about this is that they've put fascinating in quotes.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, it's almost as if they're doubting it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see. Katie Price has claimed that her new husband, Lee Andrews, can speak 12 languages, including perfect Arabic.
So I'm sure she can run the rule over the Arabic, quality of.
Yep, she knows of what she speaks when it comes to the languages of the Orient. The former glamour model flew out to Dubai to reunite with Lee earlier this week, seemingly ignoring warnings against flying to the UAE because of the ongoing Iran war.
She probably got a lift with Bonnie Blue.
Yeah. She's unfortunately, though, Katie had to be in premium economy, not private jet.
You haven't got a parachute. Just sit down, do a puzzle book.
The pair got some more cosmetic tweakments done at a clinic. There you go. That's exactly what she needs.
Have you been following this? I mean, not her multiple surgeries, but this kind of looks maxing.
I have seen a trend bit, about this. I've got to say, I've not got involved.
Yeah, I'm keeping my powder dry too.
Yeah, it's not for the likes of us, is it? I don't think. But maybe it is for Lee when he's not studying the tongues of the world.
When he's not stuck on his Duolingo.
Katie has been quick to defend her new man against speculation around his claims and lifestyle. She's insisted he's no con man and that she's the happiest she's ever been. And recently he insisted he got a PhD from a, quotes, Spanish university after claims that he got one from Cambridge was debunked.
Well, I'm glad they can put it to rights by putting something really specific in, like Spanish university.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's going to be a long and fruitful relationship when you have to say that he's, quote, no con man.
Yeah, exactly. And I may be wrong, but I get the feeling she may have said that she's the happiest she's ever been before.
I think we've probably done stories before when she's found the man, said it's happiest she's ever been, and then 2 weeks later, it's a very different story.
But yes, Spanish university. You wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it, Matt. It went to another Russell group.
Yeah. She gushed over the Dubai-based businessman's language skills in her latest YouTube video. Katie said, "I can have intelligent conversations. I'm just fascinated by him. He's so intelligent. He speaks about 12 different languages."
I would love to be a fly on the wall for those intelligent conversations.
I know we've gone from 12 to about 12.
Yeah, give or take.
Also, I think the sort of person I least want to have anything to do with is somebody who's described as a Dubai-based businessman.
Yeah. It doesn't scream reliability always.
It sort of screams to me that in the next couple of weeks, he will be unveiled at a press conference as the new Deputy Treasurer of Reform UK.
Yeah.
She continued, Wherever we are, whether we're in the taxi or the restaurant, all different languages. They go to me, oh my God, he speaks perfect Arabic or perfect this or that. And you just hear him talk, and I'm like, is he that good? And they're like, it's perfect.
Wow, just people stop in the streets. Yeah, God, it's just a different world, isn't it? I mean, like the whether we're in the taxi or the restaurant.
Yeah,
I was
just
just
the two
thinking
places.
what an equivalent for me would be. It'd be like whether I'm in Morrison's or Softplay.
Oh my God, he speaks perfect Arabic or perfect this or that. So we've only really been told about one of these myriad of languages that he's mastered. Earlier this week, Katie defended Lee on daytime TV. Claims that he had a PhD from Cambridge University have been debunked by the university itself. Which is awkward, isn't it? Katie insisted that Lee does have a PhD, just not from Cambridge. That's sorted then, isn't
Right,
it?
okay.
Appearing on Good Morning Britain on Monday, she said that her husband's doctorate is from, quotes, some Spanish university. Where did you get your doctorate from? Oh, some Spanish university. Well, that'll do for me.
Yeah, fair enough.
GMB host Ed Ball said his passport says that he's a doctor. It's reported that he has a PhD from Cambridge, but Cambridge University said that they'd never heard of him.
Oh, Ed Balls. He must think back sometimes about all the questions that he's asked in like Parliament.
Once upon a time, Ed Ball had a credible fancy of being Chancellor of the Exchequer. And now he's on TV questioning Katie Price about the dubious educational claims of her new boyfriend. Katie responded, he doesn't have a PhD from Cambridge, it's one in Spain. That's for him to say that he's got his PhD, but it's not from Cambridge. I don't know where that came from. He hasn't got a PhD from Cambridge at all, but he has got a PhD.
I love to think that for May's edition, it'll be like he doesn't have a PhD, but
But he did go to school.
he's got an ology. He's a scientist.
Oh, lovely reference. I mean, it's not for him to say he's got his PhD. He's either got one or he hasn't. Claiming her husband also has a diplomatic passport,
Wow.
which is only issued to government officials and diplomats, she continued, I've seen everything I need to see. On his diplomatic passport, it's Dr. Lee Andrews. On his normal passport, it's Wesley Lee Andrews. What?
Yes, not Walter Mitty.
Yeah, I mean, that's not how getting a doctorate works. They don't replace your first name with the word doctor.
You're gonna have to lose Wesley, I'm afraid.
And he's like, thank God. That's the only reason I was doing this PhD. I'm just going to put it out there. I don't think he has got a diplomatic passport.
Whoa, I mean, yeah,
Yeah.
I'm not even sure he's got one of those special Nando's cards.
I mean, maybe he's just bought himself, one of those wraparound things that you can put on a passport, like for those people who still want it to say European on there.
Oh,
Yeah.
like just a little bit of a sort of fascia type thing.
The reality star has said Lee, who has previously claimed to be a billionaire, bought his new £36 million home in Dubai with cash.
Okay.
Katie also said she's spoken to his father and ex-wife, Kazara.
Okay, what did they say?
They said, "Ooh." Yeah. I'm just going to put it out there. I don't think this is going to end well. He bought his £36 million home with cash. That is one heck of a big suitcase that
And he
he's been carrying
insisted on
around.
doing it with coins.
Yeah, he did. It was a very heavy old case. But fortunately, he didn't get it checked by customs because he's got a diplomatic passport.
Exactly. He owns the Burj Khalifa.
Yeah. Lee has previously slammed claims that he's banned from leaving the UEA.
In this context, that's the University of East Anglia.
Yeah. But it's their Zaragoza campus. He's promised to fly over to the UK, but it is believed he has not yet left the country since meeting Katie.
As you said, like, long may it last.
Yeah. I mean, I feel a bit bad here because, as I said at the start, listener, we're recording this one a bit earlier than usual. So the earliest you'll be listening to this is April the 1st. These two are not together anymore, are they?
Possibly not.
Few comments on here. Mr. Todd says 12 languages, PhD, billionaire. Wow, what a guy.
Yeah.
JJ said you would be surprised if he could string 12 words together. To be fair,
Oh.
we've not heard from him yet, so we
Yeah,
don't know.
come on, JJ.
And Cozy says, how do you pronounce pillock in Arabic and Russian?
If any listeners know.
Yeah, do please let us know. Oh,
Crazy.
finally, Chris, we've got a little bonus extra fourth story this episode, and it's from one of the stars of the BBC sports coverage.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. And this is from the online pages of the Daily Express. And the headline is BBC's Claire Balding came into my shop and showed her true colours.
Uh-oh, what's she like?
Oh dear. I never meet your heroes, eh?
Nope.
A Reddit user dished on their interaction with the BBC presenter just days ago.
So straight away we know that their source is a Reddit user.
Yep. Claire Balding is a popular broadcaster, author, and journalist.
Yep,
I
so far
mean,
so Wikipedia.
that is, yeah, that's not your standard news story intro, is
It's
it?
not really how we were taught back in the day.
Yeah. The on-screen host, who is a regular on the BBC, is best known for her expert coverage on major sporting events from Wimbledon to the Olympics. She's also been a regular face on Channel 4 and BT Sport.
Which no longer exists.
Well, exactly. Yeah. In a recent Reddit discussion dubbed Ask Brits, one curious user asked a burning question which caused a stir among commentators. The person in question asked, "Who are the rudest and nicest British celebrities you have personally met?"
Ooh, it's a burning question.
A shop owner who admittedly, I think who admitted they'd met a host of famous faces, had nothing but positive things to say about the on-screen presenter, as their response prompted a huge reaction. World Ancient wrote, "I met David Bowie and Brian Eno while babysitting for Brian's brother. Both utterly charming and very kind. I was a tongue-tied embarrassment."
What a peculiar story.
Yeah.
What? Well, so he's babysitting for Brian Eno's brother, but David Bowie and Brian Eno were there.
Yeah, I mean, I presumably there must be a big age gap between Brian and his young, presumably younger brother.
Yeah, strange. I mean, they could have done the babysitter. I suppose there were periods of Bowie's life where you probably wouldn't have thought he was a natural babysitter.
Just look after him in Berlin for a little while.
Yeah.
Sue Perkins and Jenny Eclair, I served at a private dinner. They were very, very polite. Jenny offered to help us in the kitchen. Loved them both.
Good to hear.
Okay, you ready? They added, "Lenny Henry, Claire Balding, Dawn French, and Greg Davis have all been in my shop, and all were very nice."
Wow.
One Reddit user replied, "I held my breath throughout reading your entire post."
Did he really think it was going to be that Claire Balding was an absolute nightmare?
I've got a picture of her behind the counter.
Yeah.
The person in question responded, "I've been very lucky, clearly. No rudeness at all." Jesus. More recently, Claire teamed up with Claudia Winkleman for the nation's biggest ever dog competition. The pair presented the popular Cruff show on Channel 4.
Totally irrelevant, but I suppose there was a word count.
Well, I mean, she really showed her true colours there.
Yeah, True Colours was she conducted the transaction in a perfectly normal manner.
Yes. Good on you, Claire.
Oh, lovely stuff. Well, that was definitely worth doing as a little bonus, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
well, yeah. Hang on, is there a comment? Right. It says, Theog26, I note they are all on the BBC's payroll, so they have to be nice, don't they?
No.
No, they don't.
No. Is it in their contract? They have a specific line in the contract. While on the BBC dime, you must be particularly nice to people in shops.
Yes, should you use the shopkeeper regulation?
Yeah, no, it seems unlikely.
Yeah.
How odd. Well, probably sort of brings us to the end of the April barely contained Chris.
Oh, it does, but you know, I think it's been a bit of a triumph, to be honest.
I think it's been a good one. I hope that people have been able to listen to it. And in the interim period between recording this and it being due to go live, we haven't all perished in a nuclear attack.
Yes, the doom. Hopefully, the doomsday clock just stayed a couple of minutes away from ticking over.
Yep, because if we have all perished, I'll be honest, Chris, I don't think this last 40 minutes have been worth it.
No, I mean, well, I mean, you say 40 minutes. I mean, you mentioned 9 years earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have been out digging a trench in your back
Yeah.
garden. I could be rifling through the cupboard looking for tin beans.
Yeah, I just, you know, you want to look on the positives, but I think, you know, it would be regrets tinged with the occasional positive.
Yep. So, maybe we'll be out there on one of those dinghy boats of which we hear so much.
Starting off like a kind of Radio Luxembourg.
Yeah. Yeah, keeping people's peckers up in a time of war. We'd be very much the George Formby of the
Well,
First World War.
yeah, exactly.
Well, in the event that the world is still going by, what can people do with, say they are, in their bunker, Chris, but still have some form of access to the information superhighway? What would be a good way to keep their pecker up?
Well, steady. I mean, I think we have to assume that the world's richest man is going to be able to keep his particular channel going.
Is that Katie Price's new boyfriend?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. But for good or ill, you can see us on X at barely underscore pod. Probably one of the more reliable sources, I would say.
Yeah.
Or if you wanted to go to Facebook, you can go to Barely Contained, the podcast, which has basically a whole archive of everything that we've done over the last 9 years, and you know, the occasional additional content. But you know, as we say, it's probably you know, when we're confronting the apocalypse, just go into the main stuff. You don't have to search for bloopers.
Yep. Chris says there, listen to everything we've done over the past 9 years, everything we've done on this podcast over the past 9 years. We've not everything we've ever done in our lives. There's other stuff apart from this.
Well, yeah.
But this is the main thing. So yes, please do find us on your podcatcher of choice, be that Spotify or Amazon or Apple or Uncle Tom Copley and all. Do give us a review and subscribe. And of course, you can find us on YouTube if you just search Barely Contained.
Yep.
So it just leaves me to say thank you very much, Chris Beckett.
Yeah, cheers, Matt Withers.
And thank you, the listeners.
Yeah, stay safe, everyone.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Anthony? Oh, congratulations on your exam results. Grandma, I failed.
You failed? What do you mean you failed?
I mean I failed.
Maths, English, physics, geography, German, woodwork art. I failed.
You didn't pass anything?
Pottery.
Pottery? Very useful. Anthony, people will always need plates. Anything else?
And sociology.
An ology? It gets an ology and it says it's failed. You get an ology, you're a scientist.
Whether it's well done or hard luck, a phone call says a lot.
The most brilliant boys, the teachers who were wrong, you know, they can't mark. A lot of them can't see.
British Telecom. It's you we answer to.